back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage with Manny MUA.
And Larly, guys, today we have a very special guest in the house.
Gigi. The one and only.
The one and only. Gigi Gorgeous.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
I'm so excited. Like, me and Laura were talking about, like, before we got here, we were like, we've been watching Gigi for a millennia.
I've been watching you. Like, you were definitely like an inventor of the influencer.
Double OG.
Oh my God, stop. I'm like such huge fans of you guys and this podcast. So like crazy that I'm here. So happy. Thanks for having me.
No, we love you.
And we're thinking. You're a fetus on YouTube.
I know, right?
Right out the womb.
Oh my God. Previous gender.
Literally.
It's a different time.
It's a different life.
It's a different life. No, I remember when you were like Benefit Boing Concealer.
Oh yeah,
you
anything was your favorite.
You know what's so funny? No matter what you do, like business endeavors, people will always remember like one thing, you know, and they'll always bring it back. Like you could be like new book, new movie,
everything.
And they're like, oh, I love when you used to throw stuff new behind face. Your back. I'm like, yeah, that was like one thing I did. You know what I mean?
But it's because you know when people like discover you at a certain part in their life where like they really you affected them.
Yeah,
that's usually what they remember.
Yeah,
that's like, like that one thing. Them. It sticks.
I'm guilty with that too.
I do the same
too.
Thing.
Yeah. I am too.
That's even thinking that I'm like, oh.
Mine's the subscribe. Song
yeah,
that like he was singing my videos. I haven't sung it in probably 3 years, and that's all. Oh, subscribe song.
People still know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, will you sing it with me?
I'm like, hey. People still, I mean, that's cute though, yeah, you know, it resonates endearing. With them. Yeah.
Very endearing.
And I love it. Like, I feel like that's like what it was we were talking about too, like having guests and like Pride Month's coming, and I'm like, this is perfect.
Well, literally happy to be perfect. A pride guest.
Yes, a little proud moment.
Yes.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. It's been like so fun to being able to have guests. Like we've been doing Full Coverage obviously for a while, and we're in like a really our guest era right now. And we're like, this is perfection.
You know what's so funny? I feel like people don't know that like we're friends, all of us.
No.
You know, we've never like collabed or anything like that.
That's
I feel
sad.
Like so many people like are friends, but without like showing it.
Yeah.
And
there
I feel like
so
we are
many
that.
Friendships online.
Yeah.
That, like you don't even know are happening.
And a lot of people who are friends online aren't really friends. Aren't, you know?
That part.
Yeah.
That part. Yeah. That's a clip. That's a Full Coverage clip. No,
Gigi shades.
Like I'm talking about no one. Gigi shades all her friends. Like Tana Mojo. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's actually how it goes as well.
It does. Yeah, definitely. No, but I wasn't talking about anybody, but I just see so many people like, they're like work friends, you know, but it looks like they're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like see them at an event or something like that. And it's just like, they're not really that tight.
They're not even friends.
They don't even like poke fun at each other.
Yes.
They don't like, you know.
It's a business relationship, but online people think they're like, they're fused together as one.
Yeah.
So I'm just
fine. Yes, like, so you guys. No. No, you guys are like
people
real besties.
Actually, yeah. Like they used to ask us or like tell us all the time, like, oh, you guys are actually real friends.
They would be surprised
that
we
shocked.
Like hang out outside of.
Yeah, I guess if I didn't know you guys, I would maybe think that too.
Yeah.
Like who knows?
Yeah, you
get asked all the time.
No, you guys are cute together.
You've
like
known
on
us
and
together.
Off camera.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you, thank you.
You are.
We've known you for
so long,
so,
right?
So
since
long.
The beginning.
So long.
I love it.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. You know, starting off with the podcast, though, we always do peaks and pits.
Ooh. Yes.
We always start with peaks and pits of the podcast. Best thing of the week, worst thing of the week. And you should start first.
Okay. Well, I literally hate doing this because I can never decide. Yeah. Like, it's so hard for me. I'm like, what was the worst part of my fucking week? The best part of my week definitely was, I just came off of the book tour. We just got back from Chicago.
Wow.
Which we'll get into, but it was so nice, like, having it out there and, like, seeing everybody and, like, traveling. I love traveling and, like, seeing people.
Oh, I love that.
It's, like, my favorite thing ever. So that was definitely the peak, easily.
Yeah.
And my pit was, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to one of my good friend's weddings in Toronto. And I have to, like, tell him later today.
You're like, well, today's the reality.
Just tell him to watch full coverage on Friday and then you'll discuss.
He's like, she didn't even fucking tell me. She didn't show up.
She's just not here.
I'm like really dreading that call, but because I promised him I would go. Thank God I'm not in the wedding.
Totally.
But yeah.
You'll send a lovely gift.
I know, it sucks. I'm that like, I really want to, I just wish I could, like, teleport.
You know what you need? Dude. A private jet.
Right? I mean, even I that though, it's that. Like hours. That, like, it wouldn't work.
That's true.
Oh. It's still 6 hours away.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that is too far.
I feel like the wedding thing is really tough too. Like, it's hard because, like, life goes on and you're like, how do I stop life to go to the wedding? And you're like, sometimes I can't make it happen.
And it's like, they came to mind.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
I just feel bad. And I love. So I'm like, oh my God, it's a fucking wedding. Of course I want to go. And it's like so fun raging with everyone.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So I that's my peak. Time.
You'll have to make it up home.
Yeah, I'm going to send a nice gift.
There you go.
Exactly. Love you, Eric and Kyle.
Like, we love you. We love you.
And a shout out on the podcast. You're working on it.
That's the gift.
We're going to leave their handles down below.
Yeah, right? Oh my God, you guys would die for them. They're like the hottest gay Toronto couple of life. Like, so hot.
And Gigi Stead.
We're going to go. You're sending us. Please.
They would definitely die.
We're like, so how's the wedding going? We're like going just to interview as full
coverage on the road. Wait, have you ever guys done, like, a live show?
We haven't.
Because you should.
We want to. Like, we went to view some live shows to see, like, what that journey would be like. So we're teetering with it. Like, we're playing with the idea.
I feel like you guys would kill it.
Do you think
and, like,
so?
And, like, a Q&A? Yeah,
we're
for sure.
We're nervous about that.
Yeah, we are.
No. Like, oh, my God.
We've literally been looking at you like, should we go on, like, a little mini full coverage tour? We, like, didn't know.
100%.
Have you done one?
Like, you've done the book tour, but.
I've never done, I mean, yeah, book tour. Never done a podcast, but I feel like live shows are so fun. Okay. Like, don't you guys like talking to people and stuff?
Love it. We have good banter, I feel like. You know,
it's almost like doing stand-up comedy, though, which is really intimidating.
Drag Race, you've seen all the stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
That's us.
Womp, womp, womp.
I would be the pheromone.
That's the
show. Oh my God. So, like, the worst of the worst. She did me on Snatch Game, and she, like, lost.
You never do YouTubers.
Oh, my God. People did Trisha, right?
They did James.
Patrick.
Yep.
Patrick. Star has been done.
You do not do YouTubers.
I don't think people. Yeah.
It always flops every time.
Just great. Just great. I mean, an honor.
No, of course.
Just great.
Honestly, that was pretty iconic because we all knew you, obviously. So we were like.
Oh, I was freaking out. I knew Farrah too. Right as she actually got eliminated from that season, I was the first call. You know how they get driven off in like the bus?
Yes.
She was in the bus calling me.
She was like, I just got
Oh my God, I need to tell you. And so, like, she came over right to my house, fully in her look still.
Stop.
Full drag. And then we went to Vegas that night. I'm not kidding.
To celebrate.
To celebrate.
You know, like, you know, celebrate. A sad time.
A moment.
To make it better.
I haven't seen her in a while, actually.
You're like, speaking of you, you don't love me.
You don't love me.
You don't love me.
Who is that to you, Valentina? Gag.
You don't love me.
Gag. Oh my God. Speaking of the Snatch Game, though, she did the throw over the shoulder moment.
Which
in the Snatch Game.
Was iconic.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's
so cool.
Literally genius. But yeah, we've been teetering with full coverage live.
I think you guys should.
It's been an idea.
I really do.
Okay.
It's been
an
idea.
Well, maybe that's the push we need.
Yeah, we need the extra push. The shove.
I'm going.
We're also very busy. So it's hard to, like, plan, like, okay, when would we do it?
I feel like you just got to make it happen, though.
Right?
You know what I mean?
You, like, announce a few dates.
Exactly. And you just plug them in and then you make it happen. I feel like that's
three to start.
Yeah.
It would sell out and people would have so much fun, for sure.
They would have fun. I know that for sure.
Oh, people would be laughing. Yes.
We're mentally unwell, so.
And we would be like,
I'm unhinged.
Unhinged.
You said it so confident. I'm unhinged. And I'm unhinged.
I'm not mentally all there, for sure.
I don't think.
What's your peak?
Oh, my
did you
peak.
Say a peak?
No, yeah, I
did
you? No, I
didn't. Sorry. Oh, my God.
No, I love it. My peak would be, like, my launch went so successfully. I was really, really happy.
Oh, yeah.
I just launched, like, lip liners and lipsticks, and it went really, really well, and they're finally coming in. You know what's funny? Like, almost like a hybrid of my pit is that Shopify went down the morning we launched.
Wait, like they broke the site?
The website like went down.
Stop.
The actual Shopify.
A glitch.
They glitched. And they glitched for like 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that's
the exact time
so
that I launched.
So sabotage, we literally were like,
what?
On the inside. That's like, weird.
That's
no?
Inside,
no, it was
man.
Crazy. It was crazy. And like, we were thinking, I'm like, how is it that like the things aren't showing on the website? Like nothing was being shown.
Yeah.
You have to like search it, find it.
No.
Like orders weren't going through. They weren't getting the discount. Like all these things happening. And we're like, how is this going on? Like, this is crazy.
Right.
So it's taken us a lot longer to get things out to like people, or like now they're finally going out because you had to double check like literally everything and make sure all the orders were like correct. God.
That's a pit from hell.
A pit from hell.
It's scary.
It's
so scary because like you never really, obviously like if I could, I would prevent any glitch from happening ever. I want my customers to have like the best experience, but like sometimes you just can't.
Yeah.
You know, but now that people are starting to get them, it's really cool to be able to be like, okay, you guys are getting it now.
And it went well.
And it went well.
After the hour.
I'm very happy. After that hour, was lovely.
Good.
But you know that good. First hour, you're
oh,
like.
Oh, I know.
What time was it? Was it like the morning? Like 10 a.m.?
10 in the morning. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Where I'm like,
that's a gag.
Anything that can go wrong with launches, they will go wrong.
Yeah,
for sure. 100%.
To, like, for sure.
100%.
Nothing will ever go 100%.
Never.
No.
Never. It's
never,
impossible.
Ever happened. So it's kind of like a peak and pit hybrid.
Well, I'm glad it ended up doing it. Yes. I'm actually wearing Icon right now.
Stop.
Is that the lighter nude one?
Yes, it looks cute.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I'll be getting you some.
Yes.
Oh my God, I love it. It looks amazing on you.
Thank you. It's fat. It's my favorite color in the collection.
Thank you.
It's so nice on your skin.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Thank you, Mama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gigi, maybe you did one, yeah?
I did one. I started.
Oh, that's right.
She did
the
both.
Started the P and the P.
That's where we trial from. The P and the P.
The P P.
She did both.
Why are we going to start calling it that now?
The P
and the P.
Will you do your pee pee? Oh my God, like a dog? Did you go pee pee? Did you go pee-pee?
Oh my God.
You go potty?
Did you go pee-pee?
Oh my God. I was like, I told you guys. So I was like,
you're like, what is it?
Before we started recording.
Before we were recording, I told you guys. So someone will remember it. I went to Florida and I spent time with my family. I bought a beach house there almost a year ago.
Yeah.
So
fun.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's like the dream.
Literally.
That's so fun.
We didn't.
Is it like on the water?
It is. It's like our neighborhood has its own private beach. So it's like in a private neighborhood.
Yes.
And it only has like two streets on the neighborhood. So it's very quaint. And then it has its own private beach at the top. And everybody just drives their little golf carts.
No need for worrying about paparazzi.
Nothing. Yes.
Yeah, no paparazzi.
Yes. To keep the Florida pops out.
Yes.
That's fun.
No, it's so fun. So, but unfortunately, it's so fucking far away from like California, and I'm always here. So I only go there like twice a year.
Do you like rent it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. We do.
That's cute.
And it stays pretty booked during the summer, but we always block out some time for me. I don't know.
Well, does Florida like snow? No.
None.
No.
Humid and hot.
Okay, yeah.
Hot.
Because the summers are gnarly, but I don't know.
Gnarly.
The winters.
No winter.
I hate the humidity.
The winter's like here. It's like, you know, 60s.
Like not.
Yeah, like not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't do the humidity either.
Makes sense. It's like the same equator level as California.
You know what? You're smart, girly.
I didn't even think about that.
I was
so
thinking,
right.
Why the fuck did I just ask if it snows?
No, I literally was explaining this to my niece because with the time zone, I was explaining to her that time does it changes side to side, not up and down.
Yeah.
Like central,
yes,
Pacific.
Yes.
I'm like
and
still
like
learning
equator,
that.
I was explaining to her.
The time zones. Like go to Europe. Yes. I'm like, what time is that? Like, what's the difference?
I can't even read a clock.
Yeah, literally, I can't even read
a clock that's like this, like the real, like boom, 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 boom.
Wait, you really can't?
I can get there. But I have to really be like. The little hand
because it's
is
just the iPhone
the thing because the fucking iPhone's ruined me.
You know what I can't read is military time.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Oh, me neither. It's
don't
subtract
even get me
two and add
you
ten.
Have to like count all
subtract
the way
12
around. Yes,
so basically
yes.
Subtract two
so, yeah
right
subtract 12 you had it
like 16 o'clock is
they
four
keep going
PM?
Yes
yeah.
Exactly
yeah, yeah.
They you know how we change it back
you gotta
they
get creative
going. You do
yeah. People that have that on their iPhone are scary.
I know, red
I'm
flags.
Like, what do you mean?
Red
it's
flags.
Weird. My friend, it is weird. It is.
It
unless
is.
You're like a military brat. Does that even make sense, military brat?
If you're a military person, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
my
it's
friend
not,
used to do
spooked.
It. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Like,
just to trick you.
Trick
you don't
yourself.
Know what time you're
at. You tricked me.
You tricked me. You tricked me. No, like, that's like, I can't, like, I for real. Did really bad in school when I was trying to do the clock thing. I never really stuck.
I'm
not a math person.
Clock, but
I'm very much not.
Military time puts me.
Remember when we did last
me.
The last episode, not last episode, two episodes ago, where it was like how long the distance to get somewhere for the fifth grader one.
Oh, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes. Laura got it like math. I go 2 hours. And the answer was like four. And I just can't do math. Like, I'm not good. It doesn't click for me.
I think that's why you guys make a good duo.
We do. We have different strong opposites. Yes.
We have different strengths.
We are opposites.
Good relationship. Usually does.
Opposites attract.
Opposites attract.
Uh-huh. What's your pit?
I'm gonna say Gigi do your pit.
Sure, I did a pit.
You did your pit?
Uh-huh. Were you listening?
Where was I?
Hi, I'm here.
She did a combo. She did a combo.
Yeah, I didn't know that we were only supposed to do one.
No, no, it's fine. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
The rules.
My pit, I was arguing. Maybe you argue with Nats.
I do.
You argue with someone?
I argue
in the future.
Sometimes, yeah, but not really a lot.
Okay. Well, Ty does this thing where anytime he's missing something, he always comes to me and threatens me. He's like, you threw it away. I know you threw it away. Like, no matter what it is.
Uh-huh. I'm the same way.
You threw it away, or you threw it away.
Like, you took it.
Yeah,
you stole it.
Yeah, that's Ty. He's like, it's gone. You put it somewhere and you don't remember where you put it, or I know you threw it away. And he does this to me so often.
Every week.
And I'm like, I don't touch your shit, dude. Like, I did not touch your shit. And he always finds it. Right where you left it.
So it's a battle. So it becomes a battle.
And you're like, wait, and does he apologize after?
No.
Or he's kind of just like, oh, like it wasn't that deep.
I give him.
He goes, bullshit.
You do not. He literally was just like, you know, kind of just kidding. Like plays it off like
I'm the same way. I will just act like somebody really stole it and they have something against me, and then once I find it, I'm like, oh yeah, it's fine.
You build a full case.
Like, it's cool.
A full case. Yeah. Like, when were they in the room?
FBI. Mm-hmm. That's what he does to me. And every time
charger. What? The chargers, like the chargers, like with when my brother lives with me, where I was with my family, I'm like, where's my charger? Mm.
The lightning one. The long one.
Where's the
2 meter cord?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 meters.
2 meters.
Because the one that's like this, no.
No.
Girl, no. No.
I need the long one.
Uh-huh. I'm not sitting off my bed like this.
You're literally walking like around like your house. You're on a landline at that point.
Uh-huh. I'll bring out the extension cord. The really long orange one. I'll bring it out. It's like 50 feet. But the ones for outside. I will bring that out.
Lights.
Yes.
The Costco one.
I will.
The Costco one.
I have it wrapped in my living room just in case.
She's like, where is my extension cord charger? Times.
I mean, but your place is like, you're going to need to reach some things because your place is.
Yeah, it's like, where's the fucking charger?
Where is
the outlet?
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Even here, I'm like, where's our port?
I know. I just did a scan of the room too.
She walked in. She's like this.
Like, my phone is fine.
She's like, do you guys not have a charger board?
Oh my God.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm, your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. So wait, so the gag too, like, so like we were talking about earlier, you being on YouTube for a while. And yeah, like, I felt like for real, like genuinely, you were one of the first people who were open about your transition, going through the transition process online. What made you like want to document it? Cause I was like always something I was really fascinated about, and I never actually talked to you about in person, where I was like, how was the process of going online and transitioning?
I feel like you were like one of the first ever.
I never really saw anybody else do it. No. I think it was like, I mean, were you guys ever like trying to be open about like your lives when you started?
100%.
No, when I started, I had to warm up so much.
Me too. I was like not ready to talk about like my dating life or anything. I was like literally like 16, I think, or 17.
Oh my God. I mean, absolutely.
You're like 15 even. I don't even know. So I was like just doing makeup stuff.
You were a child.
Yeah, like straight up. I was like my favorite products that I stole from the mall.
Yes, yes.
Like straight up, like not cute, but.
You were very, very cute.
Very cute.
Very
cute.
Oh my God,
adorable.
With like my no megapixel
with the product
camera. Yeah, Prada candy. Oh my God,
I remember Prada candy.
I hate that fragrance now.
Now you're like, I hate
it. It's so gross. too sweet. But I feel like, I don't know, the comments and stuff, like I'm sure you guys can relate, obviously, but like when people like, you know, tell you like, oh my God, like I see myself in you, or I relate with this, it's kind of like, oh, I want to open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I've never really been like a therapy girly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like YouTube was always like my therapy.
Yeah.
Like I always could just like talk to people and get out my feelings, and like, you know, talking to a camera in a room by yourself is like weird. Let's be real.
Totally.
For it's like not normal.
Totally.
No, it's not normal. So it's like, okay, clearly I needed to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, compelled to do that. So I don't know, one thing led to another, and it's just like, okay, yeah.
You're like, here we are.
I'm transitioning, guys.
What made you get on YouTube? Because I feel like everybody's on social media now. Mm-hmm. Even me, like I saw people like you, Carly Bible, Candy Johnson, yeah, even Chris Crocker.
Oh my God, Carly Bible.
Yes.
Legend.
Love. She's one of my favorite.
Absolutely.
No, I'm obsessed with her.
I still watch her.
And so like y'all made me want to get started, but like how do you get started whenever no one else is on the internet?
You know, I saw Candy Johnson, definitely. She was definitely one.
Okay.
I saw like Tyler Oakley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was another one. Definitely not like a beauty person. Telemarketer. Hey.
Let's go ahead and take the call.
Hey. What do you need
Hack
for me?
Hack me. Juicy Star 07.
Yep.
Oh, was it 07? Yeah.
Remember she had all those MAC eyeshadows? Star 07. She had the full MAC collection of every single individual eyeshadow.
Her and her sister, Elle Fowler.
Yes, scarred me for life because I have never seen a girl with that much
MAC. You're like, I want it.
Oh yeah, I was like, I want to rob her house.
MAC was the only makeup company back in the day.
The one.
Like the
only.
And I would like try to steal from there, but the security was like so good.
They'll get you good.
So I got caught every time. Yeah, got caught every time.
What would happen if you get caught stealing at MAC?
Just blink my eyes.
You're like,
sorry, officer.
I didn't see that.
I have
purse.
Money for this, but I need it.
It's for my channel.
Like the reason people steal, just explaining. I don't have money, but I want it.
I want it.
Yeah.
Honestly, so like, someone told me that, I'd be like, respect.
Like,
respect
all right.
That.
Okay.
Something about
I respect
that. Like,
the honesty.
But it was them. It was like the OG, like okay, literally like no editing, nothing, just full on. Like they would even like leave in like when they would press record.
Oh yeah.
Kind of vibe, you know?
I remember you wouldn't even make a thumbnail sometimes. Like back then it would just be like the chosen thumbnail, mm-hmm, like really early on YouTube.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was such a different time. I kind of miss it.
Me too.
It was like,
there's
like
something 100%. So pure about it.
So thrilling posting a video, you know?
Because you couldn't
and
really
also,
make...
it's like dangerous too. Because I was like, were you in high school when you started?
Nope.
You weren't.
Nope.
Okay, I would go to school and I'd be like, oh, who saw the video?
That. Oh my God.
That's
weird.
Like, there's something about that that's very like,
movie.
It feels very movie.
Yes,
it feels very euphoria, very like, who saw me? Like,
yes.
Y'all saw me?
Were you famous in high school?
At the towards the end, a
you
lot of people knew
be.
Who I was because I grew up in Toronto,
okay,
like very, very small town,
okay,
like right outside Toronto. And it was like I was the only person in high school doing like YouTube
absolutely.
Or anything like that. So
you're one of the only people on the planet doing
at that point,
especially in Canada. It was like, what the fuck is
you're
wrong
like the
with
one,
this person?
The beacon in Toronto.
And I was like, you can't really tell me anything. It's kind of fun.
I love the idea of like doing it in high school and then going to school being like, yeah, I have like...
It's giving movie, like Mean Girls really or something.
Giving Mean Girls.
Yeah, but I was probably the one being bullied.
You were the Katie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ended up on top, though. It's cute.
Absolutely.
It just goes to show you, like, whatever you want to do, just do, you know?
100%.
Because, like, if it's, literally, like, if you just go with the crowd, it's, like, you're not going to be happy. It's, like, we wouldn't be here if we didn't, like, start recording ourselves.
It's so true.
And go against the grain, because technically we've all, like, did
everyone
that
always told me the big thing, because I had quit my job and a lot of stuff to do YouTube. So everyone, my big warning with that is that it's going to go away. Like, that was always, like, the way of people saying, like, don't do it or, like, don't commit. Because they're like, it's such a short-term thing. It's going to be gone in a year or two. It won't
being
even
on
exist.
YouTube,
social media, YouTube, like, oh, this is just God, a right now thing. And I'm like,
how wild.
I know.
People are biting their fucking tongues.
I know.
Wow.
Okay, I want to talk about this.
Yes, the tea guide. It's out.
I'm gagged.
Gigi brought us each our own tea guide.
We're on the book tour right now.
This is part of the book tour.
Okay, the Laura Lee studio stop.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, tell
or
us
warehouse,
more.
Rather.
That's right. Warehouse studio office stop. Oh, that's right.
Oh, you guys better get it wrong.
That is,
I love how cheesy, like, signing it for friends, but I was like, no, I'm coming on their podcast. I'm
obviously a fan, so.
Oh, there's God, photos, too.
Yes.
That's going to make it much easier for me to read.
So many photos.
Okay, tell me about this. Talk about this. I want to hear.
So the tea guide was written by myself and Gottmik, one of my best friends, who, if you don't know who he is.
Love Cade.
He, real name is Cade, but he goes by Gottmik. He's first trans man on Drag Race.
Yes.
He broke history. And him and I just, like, really, like, you know, I helped him a lot with his transition, and he helped me realize a lot of stuff about mine.
Wow.
You would think, like, a trans girl like me and a trans guy like him wouldn't really have a lot in common.
Yeah.
But we really actually do. And we were like, we should do something together. Like, we've done, like, magazines and, like, photo shoots and just, like, fun, you know, obviously, like, hanging out every day,
totally,
like best friends do. But we were like, we should do something, like, tangible together. And we were like, why don't we write a book and put all of our resources into one little paperback or hardcover, rather. Sorry.
Yes.
Take that
hardcover.
Back. She's a hardcover, people. The second book, it's a hardcover. We were just like, the ball just rolled. We just, like, put together, like, a little idea, and then we started pitching it, and it got sold. And then we were like, oh my God, this is, like, really happening.
This is so cool. So you have, like, choosing a name, advice for parents, like, literally any topic and every, my journey with Gigi, like, this
my dad wrote, that's his little excerpt. We have so many people, like, cute, right?
I think it's so so cool too, when two people relate on something can come together and it's to be pit against each other, because I feel like oftentimes, you know, it's like people who are, like, on a similar journey as you often get, like, and that are online or famous or whatever that may be, get, you know, compared and pit together. But it's, like, so cool whenever you get to see it in collaboration instead, supporting.
It's funny you say that, because there's a chapter towards the end called Competition Within the Community.
This is what I'm talking about.
And we try to cover everything. Like, there definitely could be, like, a second one to this book, because there's just, it's so endless. And there's also so many people that wrote in it that weren't able to be made in the book, because there's only a certain amount of pages you can fit, unless you want to be like J.K. Rowling,
of
like
course,
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Gonna read that.
A novel.
But we were like, there is, like, we all support each other, like, our friend group, but there's so much competition and so much hatred within the trans community and just the queer community in general. I feel like it really isn't talked about enough. So we definitely wanted to talk about that, and, like, obviously have, like, allies in it, like, my dad. Is, like, the biggest ally of life. I was like, hey, will you write for my book? 24 hours later, sent me, like, three pages. I was like, Dad. Yeah, I was like, Dad. Okay.
Ghostwriter.
Yeah. He was the ghostwriter. I was going to say she was the ghostwriter. My dad would appreciate that. He's a little angel.
That is so cool. It's so awesome getting to see you guys collaborate, though. I think it's so just good and wholesome for the community in general.
Oh my God,
also,
thank you.
The cover is so iconic.
I know.
Like, I mean, both of us are so aesthetic. So, like, if you guys are just listening to this, literally Google it. The cover is, like, I'm so proud of it. It's so cute.
Iconic.
I was surprised that the publisher, like, let us do that, because, like, I'm, like, basically naked.
Yes.
And, you know,
covering.
Like, people are weird with, like, nudity.
That's true.
Not that, like, his nipple's an issue, obviously, but I'm like, is mine going to be cut out?
Right.
Like, is it going to be, like, cropped up? But they were down.
It's so good.
Oh my God, thank you. I feel like it's very representation of, like, you know, like, down the middle, both
Could
of us.
Be.
And we're, like, sharing a necklace in it, which, like, I thought was really cute.
Oh my God,
cute.
I didn't even fucking notice that. That's so fucking cute.
And the different earrings.
Yes.
Where can you get this book?
You can get it everywhere books are sold. And
Love
especially
it.
Now, like, I'm seeing people, like, in, like little bookshops. Yeah. Barnes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so freaking cool. Wow. The idea of like having a book just sounds so like,
wait, what cool. was your first book? You said you had a first book.
My first book was like technically a memoir, but I wrote it when I was like 25.
Okay.
So not a memoir, but like just my story thus far. It was called memoir. He Said, She Said. She was a paperback. She was cute. I did an audiobook, but this one's the hardcover.
She leveled up.
Yes.
It's me.
Yes.
I remember like there was like one photo shoot that you guys did together and I'll never forget it because it was so beautiful. And it was like when you guys had like the hair that was like wrapped around you, like black hair.
Yeah, that was for Out Magazine.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what
those
you're talking
photos,
about.
Those photos, I'm like, they gag me every time.
Oh my God.
Because they were so incredible. And I just thought they were like so like profound in a way where I was like, these are amazing.
A concept.
Yeah, such a cool concept. No, I loved it. Conceptual. It was very witch.
Yes.
It was very witchy.
A witch. Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. So that's so awesome. Like, I love that you have a freaking book and you guys do it together.
Ugh, yes.
And the fact that there's photos too. I'm not as much of a reader.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can listen. There's an audiobook. No, if you're not a reader. Genius.
I love that. So I love that there's like photos in it that you can be like, oh, like we can read and see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a visual person.
I am too. I'm more of a writer than an actual reader. Like I don't read like so many books like you would think like an author does. But so I appreciate the photos too. We were like, we're going to do some sickening fashion shots.
Honey,
you have to.
You have to.
Right? I feel like
especially
there's no other way.
Like this, like come on.
And you guys like with your makeup brands, like isn't it so exciting doing like the campaigns? Like 100%. Isn't that your favorite part?
It's so
the best
fun.
Part.
The conceptual,
it's the best part.
Like conceptualizing.
It like brings it all to life.
Yeah.
And it also gives it like so much personality. Obviously the words do too as you read it, but it gives it a vision.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely love that. Like I imagine like we did a book, like how it would be, I feel like just like this.
What would we talk about?
Yeah, what would you guys talk about?
But we would have to literally do a
drama. I feel like that's what I would want to hear from you guys.
I was like, I feel like we have to be like a tell-all. If we would ever do it, like later on in the career.
But
like
really
on,
all.
But like actual tell-all.
Like actually legal. All. We'll have to
so we, all. We would have to replace names.
Yes.
Oh, that's
many,
fine.
Many
Everyone
names.
Would know who you're talking about. I did that in both of my books.
You're like, that's fantastic.
Did you really? Uh-huh. There's like a full like lawyer behind it. And it's like, can I get away with this? And some you can and some you can't. It's so weird.
Got it.
I was
actually going to ask like how you even come about creating a book. Like, do you have like your team? You're like, hey, I want to write a book. Do you write it yourself? Do you have someone writing it for you?
You can do both ways. You can have somebody like a ghostwriter help you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just do it all yourself. And you basically, you tell your team. You're like, oh yeah, like this is like what I want to do, whatever. And this is like my idea, my concept. You have to do like obviously all of the work,
totally.
But it's like putting it out there first. That's like the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I are so, Kate and I are so, or got Mick, sorry. Did the air just go on?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. I'm sweating. I was like, can we have the air on? I'm like, I can't hug them goodbye. I'm wet.
No, the air just turned on. I'm also kind of sweaty too.
I'm sweaty. This hair, I'm like, holy moly. I didn't think it was an option because the audio.
No, okay. The hair is always like the hot part.
Oh, beyond.
100%. But also in the wintertime, sometimes if I'm out like at the club and I'm freezing and I have my hair down, I'm like this under my hair.
Oh, same.
I'm like
thank God. Yeah. I have extensions. Yeah. Wait, what was the question again?
The question was like, just like about the book and like how the process of like writing it.
Oh,
and like,
yeah. Him and I are so gung ho about like what we want to do. Like he's always been like that. I've always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of pushed each other and we were like, let's do it. And then literally like one day we just wrote down all of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote down everything that we thought the book would be. And it obviously turned into so much more as like projects do, you know, like things like months later, it's like, oh my God, we're like reaching out to all these people. We have all these fab people in it. We have like Paris Hilton in it. And she like is obviously like ally number one,
literally.
Like inspiration 100%. For my feminization beyond like obsessed with her. And both of us are really good friends with her. So we were like, should we have her in it? And it just got like really exciting. But yeah, we just made it happen. You got to do that sometimes.
I love that.
It's not going to happen unless you go for
it.
It's so
true. It's so true.
I love hearing it because I just like, I feel like that with me and Laura, like all the time, like we, with things that we've done, like even full coverage, like we had to make it happen. Like we're like, hey, this is what we want to do with, like, with our teams. And like, this is our goal. This is our journey. And this is like, we have like such a vision for it.
Mm.
And it also has surpassed what we thought it could do. Like we're in Times Square right now.
We
with
are
Dossier, like that's crazy. You know what I mean? I thought
you were joking. Like right now, I'm like, we're in LA.
No.
He said we're in Times Square right now.
Right, I know. I was like, oh, we're kidding. Okay, got it.
Great.
I was like, yeah, we are.
No, literally in like New York, we are in Times Square.
Oh my God, I didn't know that you guys were.
Says, yeah. She said, someone's delusional today.
Yeah, I know. Now we're playing games. I'm in Maui.
I'm in Bora Bora right now.
Cool.
Yeah, like they drank before the podcast.
Not the Kauai, like,
cool.
Okay.
don't know my countries. I'm also sweating. Oh. Sorry, I'm getting makeup on this couch.
One time, we'll wipe it down with some Lysol.
She's a wiper.
She's a wiper.
Back to front, baby.
Love it.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Oh my God.
Wait, so question two also, like, because, you know, as besties too, you're close friends with Demi.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The video. She also wrote in the book.
She also wrote in the book too.
Oh my God.
She actually wrote something really, really intense. She was.
And, like, and we cut it out.
And it didn't make it in. So. Sorry, Dem. No, she wrote about something so intense. She, there's a lot of hate in the trans community.
Of course.
Yeah. Whether it be verbal or violent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Physically. And she was assaulted. And wow. Recently, I think that. Last year it was. I forget the time frame. But she, the guy was never found out. I mean, people like within the close circle and like everything know who it was, but mm-hmm. She wrote about an experience that was so traumatic, so violent.
Wow.
And it's like, when you read it, it like becomes like visceral. Like it's like, oh my God.
I actually remember it now.
You do?
I do remember like when it was going on. Cause I think that she had spoke out publicly.
She did.
About what was going on.
Yeah. And then I mean, of course she's my trans sister. She's literally like family to me. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that chosen family. She's definitely my chosen family.
For sure.
And I was like, well, what do you want to write? She was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, anything you want. And she's like, do you think I could write about this? And I was like, we don't have a chapter on that. Like, wow. I don't know anybody mm-hmm. recently that's been hate crimed like that in my life. And she was like, I'm happy to do so, but it's going to be really intense. And then, you know, took her a couple days and she gave it back. And I was like, oh my God. And then we recorded the audiobook and I read her chapter and I was like, tears in my eyes, like mm-hmm. imagining her being physically assaulted for just literally who she is mm-hmm. so violently. And then people, you know, having the other person's back and
taking it serious.
Yes.
Or
right.
That.
Like choosing.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. essentially. And it's just really sad. I feel for so many people, but that's like literally one of my best friends and my sister. So I just was really personally connected to this story. Mm-hmm. Thank God it didn't end fatally, but a lot of the time it does.
Yeah.
So we thought that was really important to cover too. Cause wow, I've never been big. Physically assaulted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But definitely verbal, obviously every day.
Totally.
But yeah, that was intense.
That is.
And good for her for sharing, you know, because a lot of people, they put that down with like their shame and everything. Yeah. So.
That is so sad, though.
I know. I know. And I hope maybe.
I love La Demi. I will say, I even wrote on our board to mention the videos that you two do together.
Oh, my God. Yes.
They are.
So funny. Oh, my God. I love you guys.
I feel like you guys are bringing, or whenever you make those videos, bring back like a level of comedy that doesn't exist anymore.
It's gone.
You know, it's like that in your face, hilarious, say all the crazy shit comedy.
It's giving like white chicks.
Yes.
Maybe that's not appropriate. I think they're making a second one of that movie right now, by the way.
I think they are too.
They need to bring it back.
But do you feel like they're going to execute it?
I really hope so. I feel like
fingers crossed. Is it the Wayans brothers? They're going
to
do it?
It has to be, right?
If it's not, I'm not going to watch it.
Same. I feel like
they have to have the Wayans brothers.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like honestly, everyone's so sensitive nowadays. Everyone's been sensitive for years.
Totally.
So when her and I get together, we're like, should we?
And then we're like, should we get crazy?
Whatever it is. I literally said yes them to Laura. We
and cackle
because everyone's thinking it.
Yeah, we
but you said it,
but you said you meant it.
Do you guys just come up with what you're gonna say, like as you're shooting?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm so it's literally it's like off the cuff. Yes. It's like
we're improv queens.
You're like, okay, now you, and then you're gonna do this.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's yeah. So
she's
good.
She's one of like the most creative people I know. You know, some people you just meet and you click with, and you're like, oh my God, they get it. Yes. And like, here, will you take a photo of me? And they like just get it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like other people just take it, and you're like, oh my God, like my fucking hair was up. Like,
you're like, the lighting is horrible. Face at myself.
Yeah, like I'm now you put me to more work than I'm already gonna do on it.
It's gonna be a kiss five on this one.
Yes, it'll be a kiss 10. We're gonna double up.
We're gonna have to
like
save
some
it.
People we know.
Save it and put it back into
we
the
we know some who do.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. People transplant. You could tell when people double up.
Oh, I'm very well aware. I've had moments where I was like so in a body dysmorphia moment where I've doubled up too.
Oh, same.
Like I've absolutely done it. I'm not gonna lie.
Forehead like for no reason.
Yes, for no reason. And I'm like, why am I like bringing my forehead down?
Well,
even
thank
more?
God we don't have to use Facetune anymore because that was the real work.
That was so much work.
That was so much work.
Tone on the highlight,
honey. The hours I spent making myself look uglier.
I know, right?
Laura!
When it could have just been fine.
It would have honestly been fine. I looked deformed.
I know, me too. Oh my God, I've had so many photos like that.
Yes, yes. And I look back and I'm like, I should have just left it.
Just left it
and let it be what it was.
Do you remember the face with the really light blue contacts? The Desio Innocent White?
She's like, can't relate.
No, my eyes are already blue.
But like they would like, on us, I feel like they would look a little wild.
I would wear them out like a lizard.
Oh my God, and your eyes are so dark too.
So dark, so it would be so dramatic.
Like Halloween.
It would be, I would look like a Halloween zombie.
Sometimes it only works at night. Like the night sky.
Like it's really dark in the club. Like
otherwise
dark.
It's like, holy.
Like, oh, what pretty blue eyes you have.
Yeah,
you're like, she's like this. She's like a spooky one. Laura's like this.
That's not pretty, that's spooky.
A White Walker.
I was giving White Walker for her because I'm very fair and I had the blue contacts in. You guys, I was giving Interview with the Vampire down. I was giving vampire.
I respect it because you can't really see very well with contacts on, right? Does it blur your vision?
Blind.
It blurs my vision.
Blinded.
Every time I've worn them, I'm like, how do people do this shit?
I know.
And
commitment.
I'm scared they're gonna like roll back and like,
oh,
and you have one
and no peripherals. Like, it's just like a mess. I don't know how people do it.
The trauma, have you seen videos on TikTok where they're like, I found a lost contact in the back of my thing.
Yep.
That was in there for a week. And I'm like,
my mom actually, I remember when I was a kid, she had one roll back and she had to get surgery to get it out.
You're
joking.
Mm-hmm. It was like back in the day, they were like thicker or something.
Oh.
And she was like, I feel it. And they had to like go in and get it out. I don't know if it was like full like knife surgery, but I remember it was drama. She's like, I'm going in today.
Okay, that is the scariest thing I've ever heard. Right? I didn't even know that could happen to a person.
Yeah,
not for that long.
Yeah, you could leave a contact in.
Do you have good vision?
No.
Glasses?
Well, no glasses. I definitely could use LASIK though.
Got it.
LASIK
it's next surgery.
Yeah,
I'm excited. LASIK.
Speaking of surgery,
mm-hmm.
What was like, because like as a search queen myself, I love to go under when I want to do it. Like what was the most like intense thing you've ever done? I was just out of curiosity.
Probably my face when I got my face done. We're hairline queen sisters.
Dr.
Ziering.
Dr. Ziering!
Mm-hmm. I found him out from you and Jeffrey.
Oh, period.
And
absolutely.
I was like, theirs look so good. I want to go to where they went to.
They were like, next. You're like, they, he does.
You don't need. That's the hairline I literally paid for. Look how round it is.
It's the most
literally.
Perfect. Laura's hair is something I gawk over.
It's gorgeous.
Well,
what do you mean, you next?
Thank
where
you.
Would you put it?
No, she meant like you, me next.
I don't get it.
You know when you're like, oh my God, me next, but it's
oh, like
you.
To share?
Yeah. Oh. Yes, yes, yes.
Got it.
Zeering. The best.
The one. People go to Turkey and come back looking crazy, I feel.
Wow.
Like genuinely. It's like, I don't even know, really a tenth of the price.
No, right. It's like literally like in Turkey, if you get it, it's like $4,000. Here it's like $20,000.
Yeah, like $10 a follicle.
It's wild.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. It's so much money. Just it's like insane. Veneers, like it's just they charge
veneers
you insane.
Are just
but it's like,
absurd.
Is it really worth that much? Like you're upcharging me insane.
Because in Turkey, it's literally like $4,000 to $6,000.
Right. And it's like the same. It's like still porcelain. Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
I don't know. Weird. But yeah, so my face definitely was. They cut you like ear to ear.
I was wondering too, like how the surgery works. I actually don't know a ton about like FFS.
FFS.
Like,
yeah. Facial feminization surgery. It like, basically I wanted this flat because like on a lot of guys, typically you have like that caveman brow.
Totally. I have a little thing here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, like tiny.
It's
though.
Not big, but it's definitely there.
I see what you're saying.
Tiny. Yeah, yeah. But now like when I found out about it, all I would look at, like at
really?
The mall, all I'd be like, oh, that's like, he has a big one.
Got
she
it.
Doesn't, you know? So I wanted to get this knocked back. And the way that they do that is they go ear to ear incision and they basically pull your face down.
No.
Like over.
Always. Okay.
And it was like, so like there was like staples and stitches.
You're
and this
kidding.
Is what a lot of girls do.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
it's pretty standard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the results are flat and gorge, but it yes. just, and I had to use the hairline to cover it because there was a huge
scar. Did you get
nasty
your hairline
scar.
Done after that?
Yes.
Okay.
Years later. And I would never wear my hair up. And like in the summer, especially in LA or anywhere hot, it's like so freeing just to put your hair up in a ponytail.
100%.
You just don't really think about it.
Wow. How long did this take to heal?
Oh my God. Like months, like 2 months, I would say,
oh,
until
wow.
I could like show my face.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh. Dang. That was a,
and that's
that
all you did was
major.
A shaving here.
I did that. Nose, chin, trachea.
Mm-hmm.
Trachea.
The fish.
I'm like, what else did I get?
Wow.
Yeah. How long was yours to heal the hairline
Dude,
surgery?
It took months.
Like, were you
months.
Bruised?
Oh, I was swollen.
I was
like
so bruised here.
Like
I looked like an ant.
Like the tummy
like,
of
like,
the
like this,
here.
Like bulbousy.
I wasn't expecting
goes,
that.
Had no fucking
Me
clue.
Neither. I was like, oh, it's going to be fine. And then like they shed and it's scabby and it's nasty. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Like I had no idea like the process was that difficult.
No, me neither.
Had no clue.
Nobody
you
tells
wore
you.
A hat for months.
Yeah, I had
six
to too.
6 months, yep. I think I wore it.
And it's people like they tell you, did you go back for a second time or no?
To get another round?
Yeah.
I did not.
I didn't either. I didn't have to because we took care of it.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people have to go back twice.
I would,
You're
never,
yeah,
I would never be able to go through that again.
Like
after
eyeshadow.
Experiencing that, literally eyeshadow.
Yeah,
not
a
that.
Topics?
Ain't
boom, boom, boom.
No
and did you
way.
Get the back of your head cut open?
Yes.
Me too. And it was so awful.
Why did they do that
needles?
To some people?
Oh my God. Gigi.
That hurt.
Say, okay, the
it was like
I told Laura this. Like Laura knows this. Like my biggest pain I think I've ever been through ever was when I got my hairline surgery done and they did the needles on the back of my head.
Yep, and it's like 10.
I've
they
never
10
experienced
pokes.
Pain like that.
It is like acid. Mm-hmm. I was like, maybe they're injecting me with the wrong thing because this fucking hurts.
I've never in a surgery thing, and I got a BBL. And I still.
Wait, you did?
I did.
Oh like, my God,
like,
I forgot.
Like 8 years ago.
Have you seen his ass? Mm-hmm.
No, 8 years ago.
I have, but I like forget.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too. Sometimes I forget. I'm like.
You got one of the first BBLs
I literally
ever.
Was like,
you
patient
did.
Zero.
You are.
Wait, and that's very painful, right?
It was, but like I'm telling you, the shots
were worse.
From this
okay.
was more painful than like I felt like even my recovery of my BBL.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And I don't know if you had the same needle as I did, but it was a big metal one. Like it looked like a joke.
I mean, we went to Zering.
Same guy.
So literally the same
like
thing.
The actual same needle. But it looked like a prop, like
yeah.
a Halloween like haunted house prop.
Like a joke.
I was like,
joke.
He's kidding. I was like, what?
And it felt like
and
that.
And they're
needle
like, turnover.
Too.
It's like, okay, great. And you just got the back of your head shaved. So it's like, what am I doing?
That sounds like a freak show, like trauma, like
yes,
it was
pain.
Trauma.
It's out of body. It's like okay, I want this, but like, what the fuck
the
am
squeeze
I doing?
Balls, I've never squeezed a squeeze ball more in my whole life.
Did they
too.
Give you a bunch of Valium?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I kept being like, can I have another one? My tolerance is really high. And then I kept being like, can I have more snacks?
Bro.
Like I was having fun in the surgery.
Yeah, well, during, but see, once you're in the surgery, it's fine because it's like literally
you'll
a 9 hour
anything.
Surgery,
right? So you're chilling.
And I took a nap.
I would
like
do it again.
4 hours of it. And that for like 4 hours.
Oh, you slept?
Yes, fell asleep like
oh,
4 hours.
I guess that's like probably the good thing to do. Mm-hmm. I
didn't. Like when you're
I was just on
front,
my phone,
like,
FaceTiming.
Why do they cut some people and then some people they just pluck follicles?
It's like the shorter hair, like usually guys get. That's why I asked if you got it. Because like usually it's like a machine that goes like this. Like my brother-in-law got it.
The FUE. And also you tend to get more with like the slab of skin. More and follicles like tend to be, and it tightens your skin.
I was
skin.
Like, take a thick one, give me a facelift.
Yeah,
literally. I thought about
that.
They
have to test you. They're like, they do this.
Skin you have.
They're like, yoink. If you don't have tight skin, like they won't do it. If you have tight skin, they won't do it.
Really?
Yes. Like you have to like have skin. They test your elasticity first. So like, if you can afford to not have this much skin around your head, then you can do it.
So it's a free facelift.
Yeah,
that's a literal free facelift.
Facelift.
That's why you look so young.
I didn't even think about that. No, I literally got, and I got the most grafts possible too. I got like 3,000 grafts.
I think I got 3,000 too.
The most possible.
So expensive. Wow. Like, hey, can I buy a car or what? Or hair.
Literally, or a hairline.
A car,
but
a
that
hair.
Was a big insecurity of mine.
Yeah.
Like, I was battling.
And yours is fierce.
Yeah.
Like the widow, like it's perfect.
Thank you.
And the texture is nice too. Yeah, it was like it wasn't.
No.
Just mine, like, I do. Mine's like pubes.
It is.
It really is.
No,
like fresh out the shower, my hair is like nice and wavy, and then the front is all like kinky.
You're
I'm like,
lying.
Okay, great. Like, I have to go in with like a hot comb and straighten it out.
I'm literally imagining you coming out of the shower with like this.
No, it really is. The front is like a different texture. Like thick,
I mean, that
coarse.
Hair is different texture.
Yes,
oh, I guess
didn't notice
so,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, it
I
is different
even
texture.
Think about that.
Yeah, when I get my hair blown out, I'm like, you really have to tug the front. Like I'm telling you.
Like, get
and
in
they're
there.
Like, okay, and then they see it, they're like, oh wow,
oh really?
A smaller
oh,
brush
shit.
For her. Yeah, it's real. The struggle is
so
real.
Crazy. Gabriel got his eyebrows transplanted on.
I saw that.
Isn't
and
that,
they grow
and they
so
grow.
Long.
They yes. will literally never stop growing.
And they'll keep growing.
You know who also got that? Dr. Phil's wife, Robin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's like the one other person I know other than Gabriel.
Got, on the brows.
It. Yeah.
We were talking about Dr. Phil in our recent episode because he asked me to come on when I was getting canceled.
Okay.
And
did you?
No.
No.
Okay, yeah,
I
no.
Felt like it was-
No, I was like, and did you?
Like, thank God you did.
Yeah, like, I didn't see that.
I was like, I just don't feel like this is my calling.
No.
But thank you guys.
Yeah. Was it paid?
No, because sure I didn't even ask. I was
no,
just
it's not
like,
paid, I bet.
I just immediately was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, maybe that's not my tell-all.
See, Dr. I'm like, Phil?
No, fuck no. It's like when you want a tell-all, it's in the book.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
going to
cash
for.
A check for that story.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait now. Oh my God. Can you sell the book
like
to
right
you?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
And then you see me and Manny like,
oh my God.
Well, did we do it together?
No, we do it together. It's more titties out and my titties up.
Copied completely.
I actually literally. Have her tits on me.
Wonder where we get the idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I'm full glam, of course not glam.
I love it. She's like, I hate it.
With the book, like, so you write the book and then you sell it. Like, do you ask people, like, how does that work?
Yes.
No, not sell it to people, but like, a publisher is like, okay, I like this idea. We want it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
You sell it to
like,
a publisher.
Shop around.
Publisher.
Yeah. Yep.
God,
and we went with,
it.
My last book was with Penguin Random House, and this is a branch down from them, like a sister.
A sister company.
Yeah, like not with, it's still Penguin, but it's called DK.
Wow.
If anybody wants to know.
That's cool. I mean, to me, it's very interesting because I'm like, oh, it's a different business. I've never done a book.
It's thing. A whole other world.
Yeah.
Like, it is literally insane. And they like put out like a, you know, like a month schedule for you. And it's just like, it's a moment. Yeah. The book industry is insane.
I keep telling Laura that I think she should write a book. Not a tell-all necessarily, like, which we can do.
I want a tell-all.
Obviously, a tell-all is great. But like, because she's so good
she's
with.
She's like, no, just do a tell-all.
Yeah,
what's the. Fuck, what is it called? Like that you're so good at it. It's like you are good at giving people like advice.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Like, that,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
What's
like
that thing
self-help
called?
World.
Self-help.
That's yeah, cute. Yeah.
She like knows a lot about self-help stuff. And so I'm like, dude, that'd be so good to have your own version of self-help.
I just never would want to be responsible for someone in taking knowledge from me, which I guess I kind of do that online.
You do that
every day.
But I'm just like, I don't know if people should trust what I say. Maybe I'm
it's
wrong.
It's different on paper.
Yeah, huh?
Than in a video, right?
Right? You know,
it's just
like
tangible.
You can hear me just like rambling, but maybe people take it. I don't know.
It's like, it becomes like more serious.
Yeah, I feel like it does.
It is. We felt like that with this book too, because we're like, oh my God, like we've never read a book like this. We don't even know if one exists yet. So it's like, we're really just putting everything on paper. We wanted to make it all correct. And like, even reading like the audiobook back, I'm like, I feel different about dating than I did when I wrote this. You know what I mean? Like it's like opinions change, but for the most part, it's all factual and it's all gorgeous. So get your copy.
Yes. And we're going to leave a link down below. Of course.
We have to ask her the $1 billion question.
Yeah. Okay. If you were given $1 billion tax-free, what is the first thing you would spend money on? Like your first like big, like this is for me purchase and not like charity, anything like that.
Wait, yeah. Do you guys ask everyone this?
Every single guest.
What do people say? Like a car? Like what do people usually say?
A private jet.
I just charter.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll just
Kim Air.
Imagine the upkeep on that shit. Air.
I feel like that's like a board purchase. Like once you're like years in.
100%.
You know, yes. Like I don't need that. Like
your
just
first
charter.
Purchase that you're like, okay, this is my first big thing.
What do I want?
That I would spend money on.
I personally wanted a yacht.
Yeah. That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. But you could also charter those.
See, that's
and you
true.
Get like and old, you, don't have you get to sick of the ones it. That you charter.
And they get ugly and outdated.
Right.
You have to
you just keep getting a new
yacht. Yeah. You just like, and there's always yachts. There's always jets.
Got it.
Anyone who has a big yacht, they charter them out mm-hmm. to people.
It's like more work.
Yeah.
Maybe I would pay Kris Jenner to be my manager.
That might be the best answer we've ever gotten.
That's a good one.
That actually is something that's
I don't know,
so,
material items. I'm like, fine.
I feel like that totally. Was such a good answer, though.
That was amazing. I love that idea. I would do the same goddamn thing.
But like, make her try.
Yeah.
You know, like, not yeah. just be a client, like, try.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're yeah. like, no, you're going to really.
You're going to really
you're
go
gonna
for
really
it.
You're going to really put this. It in for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good that. One. That's a creative answer. It's almost something that money can't buy, but everything has a price.
Everything has a price.
And with the billion?
And Kris Jenner always has a price.
Right. She wouldn't turn it down.
She would never turn it down.
But the billion would be gone very fast. She'd probably make the yearly rate insane. Yeah,
literally.
Like, oh, in that case, my
I'll
hourly.
I'll just take the billion.
Yeah, I'll just take
like,
the billion.
Okay, momager.
Whatever.
You, mom. Not thinking.
I had a billion and it is gone.
What would you choose?
I had like my first idea was like immediate was jet because I like to go places.
Yeah,
but like the chartering thing, I feel like that does make a lot of sense.
Right.
But my first initial would be like, oh, just have one because it's already there, and it's the upkeep, do all that. I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
do
it is kind of cunty though to have one. Like Kim Air is actually really cunty.
That's like the craziest thing ever.
I saw on an episode that there's like cashmere seats.
Yes.
And I was like, she I would destroy. Whole... Like I'm destroying this leather couch right now. I can't even imagine.
It's okay, that's
leather
seat.
Like cashmere. Is it?
It's fine.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. We literally will just wipe it down.
I just didn't have a spray tan, so I was like.
Wait, what? What actually? What are you wearing? Like, because the color is stunning.
It's Hank and Henry.
Okay.
Yeah, his like Henry. Shimmer.
It looks so good.
It looks just really good. It's very it's just bronzy.
It's like bronze red.
It's pretty.
Gosh, yeah, saying.
It's a little splotchy, but I think that's a me problem, not his makeup.
I don't think it's splotchy.
Oh my god!
I don't think you're splotchy at all.
I just ran out of my self tanner.
What do you use?
Saint Tropez. Yeah.
Dark.
I use
look
like the universal
light
one
is, though. Naturally,
the natural color.
That's like my skin.
Is it?
No. Mm-hmm.
I'm like red and white.
You're so tan though.
I know, but under this, I'm under like it. Actually Edward Cullen.
Mm.
Like
I'm very, sad. I feel very Edward Cullen personally.
Yeah.
And red, and like not cute pale. Like not Dita Von Teese. Like I get like red.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, do you get like rosacea and stuff like that ever?
Not like really. I just am like a red person.
Like reddy, pinky.
You're just pinky.
Yep.
White.
Yep.
I'm as white as they come.
Yep.
I like I'm neutral.
I'm lucky.
Not too pinky, but I'm not too yellow either.
Yeah.
I want to be yellow. I want to have olive skin.
I want
like you, literally.
I know.
The sun
I know.
Loves me. I'm gonna look like a bag of leather, though.
No,
we don't care. We can die tomorrow.
It's true. That's actually like,
we can
tanning.
Die tomorrow.
Fuck this.
I'm going to bed tomorrow.
Your skin is sickening.
Thank
like,
you.
I
just
love
got back
that.
From Florida, though, so I literally just got out of the sun.
It looks amazing. That's like
thank
what
you.
I pay for.
Thank you.
I need to also. That's why I apply. I apply this,
mm-hmm.
and yes. it doesn't even get to this yes. shade. I have to do all my stuff 7 layers to get here, and I'm like, it doesn't stick.
You and me both
like to bask in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, is there anything else you want to share with us today, Gigi?
Well, I just want you guys to get your book of the tea guide, and it's not just meant for trans people.
Exactly.
I think that's something that a lot of people have asked. They're like, what's one thing you want people to know about the book? I'm like, it literally isn't just for trans people. It's a guide on how to transition, but it's also for allies. And it's also like, I encourage people to get more than one copy because you get one for yourself and just like display it and make it cute, but you can also give it to somebody. You never know when you're going to meet somebody that's trans
right.
or, you know, a family member or a cousin or something like that, or best friend is going to be going through like a gender moment.
Yeah.
So
or someone who could be honestly very like unaware and have no idea about trans community at all. You know, a lot of people are like, scared of trans people because they don't know. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people just have no idea what's going on.
Exactly.
And you know, this is to help that.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're not much of a reader, get the audiobook.
Ooh.
I will be listening.
That's what I always tell people when they don't want to read my self-help books. I try to push on them. I'm like, well, you can listen to it in your car.
Right. So. And I love an audiobook. I love a podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like I barely
yes.
listen to music when I get ready now. It's all podcasts.
Wow.
I'm honestly, I've gotten to like that too.
Right?
Yeah.
I only listen to music when I'm like going out, like at night.
But
like,
hype.
Yeah, because I need like the moment.
The vibe,
but like today it was all podcasts.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's so, I love it. Like I'll like get ready to videos.
Yeah.
Like they're getting ready and I'm getting ready with them as they're getting ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like not even watching, just voices.
Just listening.
Yeah.
Just listening.
You know I love doing that with? Emma Chamberlain. Because she's such a talker. I'm like, and even when she's rambling a little too much, I'm like, okay, I can get into it.
And no one can carry a conversation with themselves like Emma Chamberlain.
Yep.
Her podcast is just her.
Uh-huh.
She's just her talking mm-hmm. on
and
there.
And that's like a skill, and she
tells,
true skill.
And she just tells stories and everything. She's so good.
Yeah, I like it. And I'm like, huh, like learning. I'm like, oh, I never really thought about
that. Like, my brain is growing.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, she's so young, but so wise.
She is.
Isn't she so young?
So young.
Very young.
She's like in her early 20s.
Impressive.
I was a wreck in my early 20s.
A mess.
And she's over here conquering the world.
Killing it. Met Gala.
Literally. No, literally, like a fashionista.
So crazy.
I love it.
We love you, Emma. We love you, Emma. Wait, I've never done that.
Oh, like the little, the finger hearts.
It's so cute. Wait,
I like finger hearts. Yeah, it's like that.
And Emma, if you ever want to come on full we got a seat for you here.
This seat.
This seat right here.
This make it
will be clean.
A body. It's going to be the outline of Gigi.
It will, though. I'm not kidding.
You're going to lift and it's going to be,
the couch is going to come with me. How embarrassing. Trying to keep the fantasy amazing. Alive. Jesus.
No, it looks amazing. You look amazing regardless. But thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate
my God.
You so much.
This was an awesome episode.
Thank you for having me.
Love you. And we're supposed to leave everything down below. You guys check out Gigi. And we will catch you guys in our next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.